Look at Santa Claus, didn't you? What the hell are you looking at me so funny for?
Sorry, Santa. I had to go.
Oh, is that you? I thought it was me.
We got a job, Willie. I'm talking meetings this time. I got an associate who's got this thing all lined up.
What's it been, 15 years?
Mom.
Well, you still hit like your daddy.
Eat me.
What, you don't trust your mother?
Yeah, I trust her about as far as I can throw you. Trust you about as far as I can throw her.
I didn't even know you had a mom.
You think I was just hatched?
I travel across the country to rob a charity.
You got a problem with that?
You're damn right I got a problem with it. No way these assholes have $2 million.
Will you keep it to me?
That's go time.
What is Pete doing here?
Elf!
You got smaller.
I even got minis for the munchkin.
Don't you ever call me that.
If you got a problem with that, you take it up with the Lollipop Guild.
Shut the hell up.
Bad Santa 2. Oh. I guess 2016 just ain't got the memo that pretty much anything with bad anything at the beginning of it is possibly going to suck ass through a straw. Now, I will say that, what was it, Bad Grandpa, the one with Robert De Niro and Zac Efron, that was probably the worst pieces of shit I've seen out of the films that have bad in the title of them. Bad Moms, it's actually quite a surprise. It was actually enjoyable in some parts. And now we're here with Bad Santa 2, where, story time with P1 here. So, I get a message earlier in the summer this year, and it's a RSVP to a special screener. It's got Billy Bob Thornton in it, Tony Cox in it, and Kathy Bates in it, and Christina Hendricks, and Brett Kelly. I was like, the fuck is it? I was like, why do those names sound familiar? And then I scrolled down just a little bit more, and it said Bad Santa 2. And I said, the fuck? I send it to Cody, and I say, so is this a fucking thing? What is this? And he said, oh. And even he had to say, they're actually still making that. And I said, what do you mean still? I ain't even hearing about this in the first fucking place. I didn't even know they was making this goddamn movie. So I was like, well, it's coming out in December or November or whenever the fuck it was supposed to come out. And I said, might as well go get an early advance screening and get this movie out of the way, because I know come the end of December, it's going to be jam-packed with a lot of movies that I probably don't want to see. So let's get this one out of the way. And I get in there and I'm like, oh, fuck. If anybody knows, I wasn't crazy for the first one, but I did get it. I understood why people enjoyed it. I mean, who does? It was kind of almost, in a way, the first of its kind of a movie that just pretty much shit on Christmas Parade and had a Santa Claus where he was just a drunken sexual fiend. So he was pretty much me and Cody combined into one. Like that one. So that's what we would be. We'd be Billy Bob Thornton. So I enjoyed it for that merit. And it's not memorable to me or anything like that. But if I was on, I would put it on. And here we are with the second one, where we got Billy Bob Thornton, who plays Willie Soap once again. And he's living in Arizona. And right off the bat, he gets fired from his job. Well, he kind of walks off his job in a way. And, you know, he's working shitty jobs at the point where he's about to kill himself. He's ready to take his life. Only problem with the stove treatment is it's an electric stove, not a gas stove. So he couldn't set his head on fire like he wanted to. He tried to hang himself until Brett Kelly walks in and plays Thurman Merman. He returns, same actor. And damn, I felt sorry for this kid. I said he looks like a more fucked up version of Will Ferrell and Step Brothers. I was like, I feel so bad for that kid, because I know for a fact he has to be the biggest fucking nerd ever. I ain't just saying of anything, of all time or anything. No, just ever. I've met some nerdy motherfuckers in my life. Hell, I'm nerdy in a way. But this kid looks like he has to masturbate to put himself to sleep, because nobody else loves him. I'm just sorry that that's just what he looked like in this film. Hell, that's what he looks like in real life. So he comes in the door as Billy Bob Thornton's trying to hang himself with an envelope saying, hey, you got a letter? And an envelope full of money and a cell phone. And little do you know, it's Tony Cox, who comes back as Marcus Skidmore, who Sorry, Pops. Martin, my dad, as people know, the longtime listeners of this site and of the site he's on, Double Toasted, formerly known as Spill, we kind of go by father and son because me and him are, we just connect like that. Pops, you kind of look like Tony Cox. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, Pop. Sorry, but you kind of look like Tony Cox in a way. Yes, all black people look alike. Sure, whatever. Call it that, whatever you want to call it. And he comes and tells him, look, I got a gig that's going to land us $2 million in Chicago. And I got a tip from a person. We'll meet him when we get there. Look, I just need to know are you in or you not, because we need to crack some safe. And he's like, fuck no, why would I come with you? You tried to kill me last movie. He's just like, look, that Asian thing I was with, that was her idea. And look, trust me, I know you tired of living in this shithole, pretty much trying to kill yourself, so just come along with the ride. So they end up going to the Chicago, and they end up finding that, oh, it's a charity we're robbing. And he's like, I'm not robbing a fucking charity. And first of all, this place probably don't even have $2 million. They get inside, and that's when they meet Christina Hendricks, who plays Diane Hastings, which, by the way, goddamn, this woman is fine as hell. I ain't never looked at Christina Hendricks before like this. She my motherfucking soulmate. If anybody knows her, she's been in movies like, you know, Drive, Life as We Know It. She was also in Mad Men. She was damn near the starting point of Mad Men. She was all up in that damn show. She was recently in this year, The Neon Demon, that shitty ass fucking movie, Zoolander 2. People, you know who she is pretty much. She's been around the block. She's been in a lot of damn stuff here. But this is the first time I looked at her and just like, God damn, girl, you were fine. I mean, her body was just, And the quote Billy Bob Thornton in this film, look, I ain't a romantic type, even though I kind of am, though, but to quote him in a way, you got some big boobies, girl. These motherfuckers are huge. I mean, and plus, she just got this look in her face where she just looks like she wants it. And I'm just like, I'm here to give it. You know, it is the time of the season where it's best to give than take. And I got a lot to give here, girl. So just pull your pants down and let me just go ahead and give you what I got. Because damn, this girl is sexy in here. Woo, Lord. That's a badass woman. But anyway, and right off the bat, Billy Bob Thornton, he's getting a boner. So Tony Cox got to stand in front of it. And basically, it's the same fucking shit as the other. He finds out that, Tony Cox's tip was his mother. He doesn't want to work with her, but then, you know, Tony Cox can convince him, you don't want to live in this shithole. So at the end of the day, by the time that we're done with this, we take her fucking share and we run off with it and do our own thing piece by piece. In the meanwhile, next, you know, we just got to infiltrate this place and try to find as much information we can before we rob these fuckers blind. There go your plot synopsis, people. Man, I gotta tell you, this movie, it is the same shit as that first one we saw. There ain't a damn thing different in this film. Now, for some people, that might be fine, I guess, if you enjoy it, because a lot of people on my screen were laughing. I'm not gonna lie, I laughed at here in a couple of places, because it's about, what is it, an hour and 30 minutes? I think this movie was about an hour and 35 minutes, and it's an hour and 35 minutes of a certain person saying, fuck you, fuck that shit. Eat a dick, you're a midget, hey, here's here's a stool for your little ass, or something like that. So, without a shadow of a doubt, you're getting an hour and a half of that, you're gonna laugh at a couple of things. I chuckled at a couple of things, I'm not gonna lie, people. There was some stuff in here where it was just like, so bland and boring and repetitive that I was just like, ha ha, especially towards the beginning when he kept making jokes at Tony Cox, where he was making a joke about, like, you know, oh, why'd they let you out anyway? He's like, oh, they let me out on good behavior. He said that they were overcrowded and stuff like that. And he was like, must have been hella overcrowded. They couldn't stuff your little ass somewhere or whatever. And you just can't help but go, So, and that's pretty much the bulk of my laughter throughout the film. The movie in here, though, it's the same shit you've seen before, though. I don't think it's nothing new. And then when it gets to the third act, they just don't give a fuck. I mean, it does the same kind of shit. And not to mention, look, I think Billy Bob Thornton is good in this role. This is the writing that he's given. Hey, just play this asshole Santa Claus that just don't give a fuck about nothing. And I think nobody does it better than Billy Bob Thornton. He does a damn good job in here. I'll even throw a bone to Kathy Bates that she had maybe a funny line or two or something like that. And her whole role in here is she's trying to make it seem as if she's trying to be back in her son's life. When really, when the end of the film comes, she turns her back on him once again, just like Tony Cox does once again, just to get the money from either one and ever. So, and I ain't gonna lie, this shit was funny when she shot Tony Cox's little ass and she ran him over. That shit had me laughing. It's just something about somebody getting ran over just makes me pop. I don't know what it is. But I just went, ha, ha, ha. I laughed. That was about the bit of my laughter on that one. This movie does nothing different, though, here. And Christina Hendricks in here, she's kind of fucking pointless. You really don't even know why she's in here other than the fact that she just has to be there for Billy Bob Thornton to fuck. Because that's most of the women in here. They're stupid as shit, which they are, or they're pretty much used to be a fuckhole. So this movie has no progression for women in here. So if you're looking for that in here, you can go eat a dick because that ain't popping in here. And pretty much you will be eating dicks because that's what goes. They got this woman in here, Jenny Zagrino. She plays Gina DeLuca in here, and she's the security guard of this charity foundation. Which, by the way, she got some big ass tits when she knows how to push some motherfuckers together. And she pretty much plays a hoe. She's hitting on everything and anything that walks. And she flat out tell Tony Cox, you know, because he's trying to sweeten the deal with her because she got the key to, you know, some certain doors they need to get through. And he's trying to fuck her to get the key. But she pretty much tell him, it's because of your size. I don't want that. You know, and without a shadow of a doubt, he's probably the best thing that ever tried to make a pass at this girl. Because she has a fetish where she don't like good looking people. Like, she's looking on Tinder, and there's a scene where this dude looked like damn near Thor. And she said, ew, no. And then she went to the next dude who's bald and missing teeth. She was like, ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, I'm swiping right on you. And you just look at that like, what? Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, you know what? I just looked at this chick. She was in 50 Shades of, you know what? Fuck this bitch. Okay, never mind. Sorry, okay. Anybody from that movie, you get an automatic fuck you right away. I knew I recognized her face somewhere. I was just like, where does she look familiar from? And looking at it, I was like, yeah, she was in 50 Shades of Black playing the fucking white ghetto stereotype. Ugh. Fuck this woman. Never mind. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking about her. She's not important anyway. Some of the jokes in here, well, a lot of them actually, they're not really that funny. It's pretty much just crude humor and shock value, and it's just like, we're just gonna keep throwing the most vulgar shit that we possibly can at you, and kind of like how I was, whatever, you're gonna pop eventually because it's just constantly coming back at you. So none of the shit in here is really clever or really funny. But then again, I digress because there was a lot of people in the theater that were laughing, so people are finding this funny, I guess. But for me, this was just lazy as fuck. I think Billy Bob Thornton does a good job with the material he's gotten. Even Tony Cox with the material he's gotten. Kathy Bates, I'll even give her a bone or two, you know. This was something different I haven't seen from her in a while. But everybody else, they suck ass. That kid, Brett Kelly, got on my fucking nerves. You know, there was a point here where I had to be like Billy Bob Thornton, and I just had to stare at him and say out loud in my head. And I remember the lady next to me, she looked at me too when I said it, because when he said something in the movie, I don't remember what it was, but even I had to look and say, are you fucking retarded or what? You can't be 21 years old and this fucking retarded. Like, nobody is this fucking retarded. Hell, mentally challenged people aren't this fucking retarded. I mean, people with special disabilities and stuff aren't this retarded. What is this kid deal here? Everything he was involved with just was not funny, and it was just a waste of my goddamn time looking at him on the screen. He annoyed me just every time he popped on screen, which kind of sounds like I'm a bully because he nerdy as shit looking in here, so it's just like, something about him that just makes me want to punch him in the fucking face until he gets it right. He comes in the end of the movie, and like the last one, he comes in and he's just like, he's that proving point where, oh, Billy Bob Thornton has a heart because he notices this kid's is kind of stupid, so he feels sorry for him. So, you know, he's kind of the factor here of whether, you know, he's going to go through with doing some criminal activity or not. And he's just like, been there, done that, you know. And then there's even a scene where the guy, the Christina Hendricks' husband, he's just a complete dumbass. He doesn't know what's going on with his wife. And then there's this cop here who I don't even know who is played by, but he's fucking even stupider too. Hell, he's even stupider than Brett Kelly in this film. And he's like trying to play super cop by like doing comedy hijinks, putting that in quotes, by constantly taking photos of his wife and stuff like that, because clearly Ryan Hansen, who plays Regent Hastings in here, who's Christina Hendricks' husband here, he's cheating on her, and they haven't had sex in a while. And she takes, her whole theory is she takes Billy Bob Thornton's to AA meetings for her drinking, because her thing is, when I drink, I get really sexual. And then, you know, Billy Bob Thornton kind of calls her out, and she's like, oh, get off of me. But then next thing you know, she pulls up on him and just like, I want you to fuck me really bad and stuff. So they start fucking behind like dumpsters and at a place where you can buy Christmas trees. And that's everything she's used for. Even at the end of the movie, where they even know that Billy Bob Thornton, they spot him out and call the cops as well, that he was a wanted man for stuff he did in the first film, whatever. And at the end of the movie, he's laying in the hospital bed after getting shot by his mother, after she got caught and put into jail. And he's caught in the hospital, and he wakes up to get a hand job from her, and then she just leaves the room. He's just like, wow, she served no fucking purpose for this movie at all, other than just to be his fuck toy. And another thing, too, I don't get in this movie, Billy Bob Thornton must be a fine motherfucker in real life. Either that, or it's somewhere in his contract that he has to fuck every woman, hot woman, that is involved with him in his movies. And then everybody knows I'm going back to Monster Ball. Got to fuck Halle Berry. I don't know how the hell that worked out. Even here, Christina Hendricks. And even some of the other women he fucked in here, too. And he's just looking at that, and it's like, what the hell do people see in this fucker to want to take their clothes off and ride this dude's dick? Either he's got to be looted to the T, he's got mad game, or he just must be a pretty motherfucker in real life. Because I was looking at this and going like, why would these successful women, gorgeous looking women, fuck him? I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. There is one scene in here that probably made me laugh too, with Kathy Bates. And she said a scene where, you know, they're all three standing outside saying, hey, put money in the little hole thing where whatever, and a baby was, she's like, oh my God, look at the cheeks here. She did this really well. And then when the baby walked, when the parent walked away with the baby and stuff, she was like, that is the ugliest fucking baby I've ever seen. That made me laugh too. So there's some chuckles in here. You'll get some laugh. I think the best thing to describe this movie is it's background noise. You can be in the other room playing with your kid, and you can, never mind, don't have this volume up, Lance, if you're playing with a kid then. You could be making yourself a cocktail, or cooking, ironing clothes, doing laundry, maybe playing on your handheld game, your PSP, or your fucking DS and stuff like that. You sending emails out, whatever it is you're doing and stuff like that. You could be doing everything you can. This can play in the background, and every now and then you'll look up over your screen or whatever it is you're doing and go, huh? Oh, okay. Huh. All right. No reason for this movie to be made at all, other than just to have something on while you're doing some other shit, some lame ass shit that you probably are, that you suck at or whatever. So, with that said, look, I didn't feel like my time was wasted. I was glad I got this out the way, so I don't have to see this when it actually comes out. But I will say that this movie is just lazy and really just not that funny, unless you just like get a chuckle out of it because of the constant jokes, as far as cussing someone out and calling someone an ugly fuck or something like that. You're gonna pop eventually. So other than that, I think the story here is just, it's weak as fuck because it's the same as the first one. Women in here not used to their full advantage of actually being women. They're just fuckholes. So there's that problem as well too. Billy Bob Thornton, it's just the same thing with his character. You know, it's just, oh, the character is a piece of shit at the beginning and gets a heart of gold at the end because, you know, this fat kid comes around with his little Jufro and he's just as happy as can be, I guess. And then it just goes back to being him miserable. And it's just like, you know what? The beginning of this movie had a great plot. Just hang yourself and get it the fuck over with, please. I'm tired of looking at your misery. Although it is funny when you cuss these little fucking kids out, whatever, you know, because honestly, half of the shit they were talking about, when they were sitting on his lap, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even know what the fuck they were talking about. I was like, damn, am I that old? What the hell did that kid just ask for? It was speaking Swahili or something like that. There was this one girl, she was like, I was like, what? Even Billy Bob had to ask her, like, what the fuck did you just say? And I was thinking, like, did she just speak another language? What was that? And she repeated herself twice, two more times. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. Maybe that's the sound in this theater. I don't know what it is. But nonetheless, I mean, I'm going to go with the lowest of low stream. It's I saw one critic was telling me, it's like, oh, this is the worst fucking movie he's seen this year. I was just like, a lot more worse before that. And it's probably a lot more worse coming out in the rest of this year, too. But I do think that if you had this on in the background while you did something else, you know, you don't want something in the background that's like a 12 Years a Slave or Her or something like that. That's something you want to pay attention to. But if you want to just have a TV on for some odd-ass reason while you do something else, I think this movie is just perfect for that, because you'll catch every now and then hearing someone get called a little fucking midget, or them being corrected on it, or just, you know, that's an ugly fucking baby, you know, stuff like that. And you'll probably get a pop out of that too. But other than that, there's no fucking reason why you need to see this movie or rush out to rent it or whatever it is you need to do with it. So low stream it, and let's just keep it at that. Now, this movie don't come out for another couple of months, but, you know, I'm not going to post it early or anything like that because I'm not allowed to. So by the time you get to listen to this review, it'll be up by the time the weekend comes. So when you hear it, let me know if you're going to go see the movie or not, and leave your comments in the comment section below this review, and I'll get back to you like I always do.
Cash only, $10 or more, hundreds or better.
Look at those cheeks.
That's the ugliest baby on the planet.
Damn.
Hi, I'm Diane. Welcome to Giving City.
I ain't exactly what you call a romantic type, but I gotta tell you, you got gigantic.
Excuse me?
You need a hug.
Let go of me, damn it.
Starting to feel like Christmas.
Miserable, both of you.
Sometimes I need to be bad.
When you don't have real family, you gotta make a new one. And
I know you're not the Santa, but you're still my Santa.
Merry Christmas.
One time, I ate too much turkey bacon. I didn't poop for 2 weeks. For 4 weeks.
Is this your Spawn?
Do I look like I made him?
Well, if this ain't fetal alcohol syndrome, then what is it?